Our community connection brought to you this morning by First Baptist Church. And as I try to do on a Tuesday morning following a Monday evening Bartlesville City Council meeting, talk city business this morning. And Councilman John Kane joining us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Charlie. Thank you for having me.
And it would appear a busy but productive evening last night.
Yeah, there was no shortage of items on the agenda last night, and it was a well-attended council meeting, which makes it all the more fun. It's nice to see people out caring about the issues.
Exactly. And I know you are a webcast, you're a cable cast, so opportunity for people to view at home. But it's always nice when you have a room full of people.
That is nice. It feels like you're talking to folks instead of kind of amongst yourselves, I guess, even though you know people are hopefully watching online or on cable.
Now, it varies. It's never the same council person, but it seems as though there's always somebody on the council that is mindful of the fact that, okay, there's not that many people in the room, but somebody may be listening. Let's just ask a question and get somebody else to give more explanation so that you guys are well briefed, and not that you don't have questions, but chances are you probably already knew a lot of the issues you were asking questions about, and you're asking questions so that we, the public, have an opportunity to catch up.
Sure, it just helps for clarification. I think it's not even a bad thing to ask a simple question for the council members. I mean, to maybe refresh a memory or make sure that you're correct in your assumption instead of just going forward and voting on a wrong one. So yeah. I don't think it's a bad thing to even ask basic questions for the council's benefit.
And of course, people will stop councilmen, at the grocery store or see you at the community center or whatever. And even though you came for a specific purpose, in general, you don't mind being pulled over to the corner and say, hey, what do you think about this?
So I think it's part of the role of a council person. I enjoy meeting people or talking with friends or acquaintances about city issues, and it's never a big deal at all.
Yeah, and bonus, the council is back up to full strength now. You got the opportunity to appoint the doctor to the council.
That was an exciting time for us. We were, we mentioned it at the council meeting. We're fortunate to have six applicants and good quality applicants, and I think Ted Locken or Dale, so one of the two, mentioned that it was a tough decision, but that wasn't the worst thing. I think it was Vice Mayor Copeland that mentioned that. It wasn't the worst thing in the world to have a tough decision, and we were blessed to have to make that decision, I guess, instead of having, one straggler come in and, I guess I'll do it.
Yeah, but here's our choice.
Exactly. Yeah, one and only choice. So we were fortunate to have six applicants for that position.
Well, by the charter, no felony convictions, live in the ward. There's just some pretty basic requirements, but the resumes, and I got the opportunity to take a look at each of them, and each person brought something special to the table.
Yeah, it was a diverse crowd, I think that any one of those in their own right would have been a great pick for the council, and that's why it was a tough decision. But in the end, Dr. Joseph Callahan was a guy that we felt would bring a little bit of a different perspective. And I think that he'll be a great council person.
Well, let's talk about that just for a little bit. You mentioned before we went on the air that Dr. Callahan interviewed well, and that the council was, I think, my words, not yours, pleased with the answers and with his enthusiasm.
His enthusiasm was key to me, and I think that he was, of course, he's very well spoken, he's very well educated, but the most important factor to me was his eagerness to kind of get in and learn and work and meet people and contribute to the community. He's a relatively new member to Bartlesville, a new community member. Mm-hmm. And I, for one, was excited to see that he was interested. I like to see that, kind of the new young professionals are interested in our community and interested in contributing, because that, frankly, is a challenge for Bartlesville. It's no secret to any of our community members either, I don't think. So I think it was an excellent decision for him to apply, obviously, and I support fully the council's decision to appoint it.
Well, and just the filing period comes up again in August.
I haven't
met the man, and of course he just took the oath of office last night, but hope he will apply to the voters, so to speak, to reappointment to the job. And by the way, you had five other candidates, so you may have a contested race for city council for that seat.
We certainly may, and that was one of our questions to all of the applicants in the interview process, where we wanted to know what their intentions were, or would be, excuse me, in August. And he was very affirmative that he intended to run, and that was a major factor for me. I can't speak for the other three that interviewed, but that he was committed not only to this expiring term, but a future term. And, you know, where there was interest, like you said, in the other applicants to run again. Now, I don't know exactly how the redistricting will affect that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there may be one that was from a different ward that's going to run, and so it may not even conflict with Dr. Callahan's race. So, but anyway, I'm excited that he's on board. I'm excited that he's willing to learn, and I'm grateful for him that he's willing to step up and take this position. And I'm happy that he's has intentions to run in the late summer, early fall.
Yeah, I know the council continues to review budget requests and that sort of thing, and talk with you know, department leaders. You know, okay, I know what you're asking for, but you know, if we need to juggle numbers around, how would this affect you and that affect you and that sort of thing? But I have to believe, because of our pretty mild winter, we really hadn't much more than about a week or so of real winter weather. I know last night at the school board meeting, they were talking about how that would, you know, has saved a little bit of money because they didn't ruin, you know, the furnaces full blast and didn't have to worry about some of the other things. And as I look at city, I said, okay, you didn't spread much you know, material on the street, no. So you didn't have to work people overtime to clear the roads. And yes, we still can get some winter weather in March or even April, but the likelihood is getting slimmer every day. That's got to help the city budget a little bit.
It definitely does. And you know, we are constantly receiving financial statements from city staff, which are interesting to go over. And I mentioned last night they're kind of in the process of reformatting those, and all while they are reformatting our current financial statements, we are looking towards a new system implementation to completely redo it. So it is a juggle, so to speak, for Mike Bailey and his staff, and they do a great job of keeping us informed. And you know, it'll be kind of May and June before we really sink our teeth into this new budget. And fortunately, most of that day-to-day conversation with department heads and comes from the directors, and
mm-hmm.
and you know, we kind of get an overall bird's eye view towards the end, and they do a great job of sorting through all those fine details where they are more intimately plugged in than the council is.
Well, economic development took front and center stage for a little bit of while last night during the council meeting. We will face some of those issues and look forward to new construction in Bartlesville when we continue in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, continuing our time with City Councilman John Kane. And last night the council took the first step after the economic development folks, you know, made their announcement a week or two ago, I guess it was, on the development that we've all talked about. We, you know, fairly common knowledge on the development next to Lowe's, and we can still talk about rumors on this business or that business, but by and large, you got the ball rolling last night.
Yeah, and it is a great development opportunity for Bartlesville. It's exciting to me that it was completely private interest to begin with. Not that the BDA hasn't been aggressively pursuing these opportunities, and I think probably the news that we are looking and wanting to pursue these retail opportunities was out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that certainly helped in this group's interest and decision to come to Bartlesville. But it's really exciting, and if you have a minute to go check out the plans, they'd be online, and
mm-hmm.
It ought to be really, really, really great. I think there's some challenges in developing in this floodplain and the floodway, I think, are the two zones down there.
Right, I believe you're correct.
Yeah, and so certainly there are some engineering hoops that we have to jump through, but I believe today there, David Wood with the BDA and some city engineers are traveling to Bentonville to meet with the site engineer and, mm-hmm. and really try to hammer these details out and expedite the process so that there aren't any holdups when it comes to engineering work. So everybody's doing everything they can to get this ball rolling quickly, and We know it's an exciting development for the citizens, and you know it's exciting for everybody. So.
Well, and with the focus public relations wise so far has been on the retail side of things, and I want to compliment the BDA for picking up the focus that the council had asked them to look at retail, in addition to other opportunities that they've been doing pretty much in the past.
Right.
And regardless of which rumors on which business and what label on the stores are to come about. They were pretty nimble on moving that direction and working with this developer pretty quickly.
Yeah, they did a really nice job of getting with that developer. And, you know, so these developers come in and they bring their list of clients that they typically work with. And, you know, the bigger developers like we're dealing with here have, you know, targeted brands that are on our top 50 brand list. And so that's the neat part about it is that we didn't have to say, well, we would love you guys for come develop this property, but maybe go talk to these companies. It was neat to, and fortunate even that all their companies that they routinely do business with were on our top 50 brand list. And so I'm certainly excited about the prospects, and I know everybody else is a little bit abuzz about it.
Secondary to that is housing. One thing that the city has worked on for about a decade now is more housing in the price range and style that those who are being invited to move here want to have.
Correct, and this is and even in tandem, not necessarily secondary, I think, but there will be some high quality apartment buildings there with recreation facilities kind of interspersed between the retail and the restaurants and the housing, and so I think there'll be a lot of neat opportunities for citizens that don't even live in those apartments to go enjoy, jogging or biking trails around a little lake similar to the MJ Lee Lake north of that space. They're looking at some disc golf courses. They're looking at a lot of neat opportunities. I think even there was a mountain bike or a dirt bike course mentioned at one point. And so it'll be neat to see how all this comes to fruition and what we actually get to realize. But I know that they are those aren't just out of the air ideas. I think there's some very concrete support that surrounds them, and so I'll be very excited to see what comes down the pike from the BDA on this.
And the BDA, during the announcement, I believe their words were by June as far as when we'd actually see dirt moving down there. No, this was at the BDA announcement a couple 10 days or so.
Sure. Yeah, I think that would be the target, and then I mentioned then this engineering, we've got to make sure that we're there. I mean, a lot of it, since it's in that floodway, obviously we have to have roads out of the floodway. And that's an expensive proposition considering all of the fill that will need to be moved from that property to build a road that would be high enough to stay out of the floodplain so that in the event of a big rain, people can get out of there.
Sure.
So we can't expect them to have boats on hand to get out when it floods.
I don't understand that. But I'll say there is precedent in that the Lowe's store is already sitting adjacent to where this development is. So in part, at least, we've already solved that problem once.
Definitely. It's not a sticking point. It's just a consideration and a factor that we need to take into account and make sure that our ducks are in a row as we move forward there. Because that the safety of any, obviously, safety is of utmost importance, and we can't afford to be negligent there. So,
yeah. The other item as far as economic development issues last night before the council, one of the remaining pieces in the industrial park with an agreement with the
ONG.
ONG, yeah.
Correct. And that's, it maybe is not as, maybe not in the limelight like the development near Lowe's is.
Well,
but I think
the other one's more visible. I'll
sure. And this is a company that's here in Bartlesville already. And they are building a new facility, which is crucially important for me. I think primary jobs are, if we're not primary jobs, what's the point of developing retail?
Which is why the resource has been focused on primary jobs, because that type of job, like manufacturing jobs, the paychecks, the dollars tend to turn over 7 times in the community, where a retail or service type job, those paychecks typically only turn over about 4 times, but they're still paychecks.
Absolutely. There's no question that they're both important aspects to our overall economic development. And this ONG project is more about employee retention. They employ 35, I think, people here in Bartlesville. And they are committed to having those jobs here, as evidenced by this new facility that they're building. And they were reluctant to comment on any sort of future growth in Bartlesville, but I take new construction as a very positive sign and as a commitment to our community, and that's what ONG echoed last night. And so I'm really excited about that. I'm excited those jobs are staying here. And you know, flipping back a little bit to the retail development, we'll hopefully be able to attract some more jobs from some competing communities where this was a reason that they may have chosen to live elsewhere, is that we didn't have some of these amenities. So I'm excited about that prospect to give people an opportunity to come see and live in Bartlesville who might choose to do otherwise.
And I think you're right. Retail development can be contagious. One brand tends to move in. Let's see. We have a corner not too far from our location right now. There was already an existing drugstore on one corner, and you come 180 degrees off of that corner, and somebody built another drugstore in the same corner. I mean, it's contagious.
You're exactly right. You know, it takes one domino to fall, so to speak, to use kind of an overplayed analogy. But, you know, we've seen that, and it used to be McDonald's. That was the way McDonald's was, right? You'd put McDonald's in, and then, you know, an explosion of similar restaurants or establishments would kind of pop up right around it. You know, mm-hmm. People kind of want to see the first commitment being taken by, kind of a bigger company, and then they say, well, golly, if these guys see potential here, there's surely is something to that. And so some more research goes into it and more development follows often. We're really excited about it.
Well, and of course, this development is not going to significantly change the tax base to Bartlesville, but on the other hand, unimproved ground for property taxes is worth a whole lot less than improved ground, and somebody's going to be spending dollars and sales taxes are going to benefit from that retail development too. So it
absolutely
works.
And that's the hope there, is that, you know, we can then offer, you know, some shopping opportunities that maybe we don't now, and that, you know, let's say Owosso offers. And you know, I certainly know quite a few people that'll drive to Owosso for shopping every now and then. And
mm-hmm. It's amazing you run into four other people from Bartlesville while you're
there. I know, and it's hard to blame them. You know, if they don't have what they want, then you know they got to go get it somewhere. And so I'm excited that we'll be able to offer some competition there and give people a reason to stay here in Bartlesville or even come to Bartlesville from other communities rather than going somewhere else. So I think it's a big time pull for us, and it's a really important project, and I'm grateful to our the BDA and the city staff and their commitment to this. And like I said, they're over in Bentonville right now meeting with the developers, and maybe not right now, it's still pretty early, but they're on their way.
But they're on their way.
So I'm grateful for their commitment and work.
Well, and this type of thing, like we said, is contagious, and economic development people are notoriously tight-lipped for good reason. But you have to believe that somewhere along the line, if they could, they would say we're not done yet.
That's a funny thing to observe for the economic development people, because it is almost like, you know, there's a secret under this piece of paper. You can't lift a piece of paper. You got to know there's a secret.
Yeah.
And it's a weird if somebody lets a piece of information slip, it blows a whole deal up. And I don't run those circles, you know, closely, so I can't pretend to understand, but it's a little funny to me.
You just
accept it for what it is and move on.
I tell them every time I get a microphone in front of them, okay, not that I expect an answer, but there are certain questions I want to ask you.
Sure. And that's why it's important to be able to have, you know, David Wood and Jared Patton there with the BDA, a very trustworthy, hardworking individuals for our community. And you know, the board surrounding them is made up of great community leaders, smart, intelligent, knowledgeable citizens, volunteers, mm-hmm. that are willing and able to kind of steer the direction of our economic development. So, you know, we're really, really fortunate that organization is backed by the right people, and that they've hired the right people to work in it.
Well, thank you for your service, and thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me, Julie.
That's a Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM. News on the way next.
ONN News, I'm Randy Renner. An overflow crowd of more than